It's Minneapolis at Aquatennial time. Eight o'clock, July 16th, 1955, curtain time for the ninth annual WCCO Radio Aquatennial Show. Once again this year, WCCO Radio has spread the welcome mat for some of the greatest names in show business. And once again, 10,000 guests at this great Minneapolis auditorium, plus every single one of you listeners in Aquatennial land, will spend a pleasure-filled 2 hours in the company of stars. So welcome to Aquatennial time, presented by the Western Oil and Fuel Company. Distributors of mileage and direct service gasoline. And now, here is the official host for this Aquatennial show, WCCO's own Cedric Adams.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My, my, my. 9 years of Aquatennial shows. How well I remember 9 years ago. We had Arthur Godfrey here that night. That was before all the little Godfreys had become big Sullivans. I remember, too, 9 years ago, Virginia Safford was in her 50s then. As Mayor Hoyer would say, oh, yeah. Well, those were happy days in many respects 9 years ago. Your gas bill was under $200 a month. You could drive in back of a streetcar without holding your nose. In some respects, however, things were twice as bad. We had 26 aldermen in those days, so we've made some progress, I guess. Well, the spotlight that is going to shine down on this stage tonight really has focused on a great many names who almost make up a who's who in show business right here in our WCCO Aquatennial show. Following Arthur Godfrey, many of you will remember, came Bob Hope, Gary Moore, Ken Murray, Victor Borga, Eddie Cantor, Georgie Jessel, Art Linkletter. Then we had virtually all of the little Godfreys: Jeanette Davis, Frank Parker, Julius LaRosa, Luann Sims, Marion Marlowe, the McGuire sisters. We also had Helen O'Connell, Jack Carson, Kurt Massey, and dozens of others. Well, this show is WCCO's way of saluting what probably is the greatest summer festival in the entire country. Traditionally, we call on the Corollaires to open our show. So here they are, under the direction of Robert Mansky, doing their own particular and very special arrangement of country style.
Hear that banjo. Make
When I look at this sea of happy, smiling faces in our audience tonight, you know what I think? Man, oh man, I think there sure must be a lot of folks who drove over with mileage or direct service gasoline. Then, when I look a little closer, see one or two faces that are not smiling, well, I know what the trouble is. A few folks just haven't tried direct service or mileage gasoline, that's all. So, if you want to smile, stop at your nearest direct service or mileage station on your way home tonight. Fill up with direct service or mileage gasoline, and away you'll go. Wow, I'll bet you never realized that faithful bus of yours had so much extra power and performance stored under the hood. Mileage and direct service gasoline brings out all that extra pep, power, and performance. Makes your motor hum like a top. You won't believe you're driving the same car. And direct service and mileage gasoline gives you more miles per gallon. What's more, you can actually count the savings when you count your change. Let's see everybody happy. Let's see everybody buy the gasoline that's best, by test, and cost you less. Mileage or direct service gasoline.
Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, just a few facts about the first star that you're going to meet tonight. He was a baseball flash out in Great Falls, Montana. For 20 years, he's been a successful brother of Bing, a band leader, a singer, a brother of Bing's, and his mother's name is Kate. He's a member of the board of directors of the Rams football team. He's a vice president of the Detroit Tigers. He's the MC, as you probably know, of his own daily CBS television show out in Hollywood. He'll be 39 in August. He's the father of five, three boys and two girls. He has a redheaded wife, a swimming pool, a brother named Larry, Everett, Ted, and Bing. And he's one of the charming guys in show business. So here are his 6 feet and 185 pounds. I want you to meet George Robert Crosby.
Thank you, Cedric. Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. In case there still is any doubt in your mind, my name is Bob Crosby, and I am Bing Crosby's brother. And I'm doggone proud of it, no matter what Cedric Adams, our ace commentator, did have to say. No, Cedric was kidding me this afternoon. He says, "You've had quite a career, Bob." And I said, "Well, what do you mean, Cedric?" Well, he said, "You've been known as Bing Crosby's brother. Then you've been known as Gary Crosby's uncle. And he says, it looks now like you have another career as Kathy Crosby's father." And I accept them all. I accept them all, and I'm grateful, and I'm not a bit jealous about it, except we've only got about 17 more kids working out in the bullpen. I don't know how long this can go on. I also am very proud and happy of the fact that I'm here in Minneapolis, invited to be on your program tonight. The wonderful, wonderful Aquitanio that I have heard so much about for so many years. The great stars you've had, Godfrey, Hope, Cantor, Jessel, Art Linkletter. Just a wonderful array of stars. And I'm also very happy to be here in Minneapolis and to be working for and with you tonight, because my mother, Kitty Harrigan, was born in Stillwater, Minnesota, which is only about 30 miles down the road a piece here. So my mom, coming from such wonderful Northwest stock, no reason she couldn't have such a wonderful and large family. He mentioned some of the names. I wonder if you'd like to meet the rest of my family. By that I mean my older brother, Larry. My next brother, Everett. Then I have a brother, Ted. Then comes my brother, Bing. Then comes my sister, Catherine. Then comes my sister, Mary Rose. And 10 years later, I came along. I am the baby of the Crosby family. In fact, I was about 14 before I found out Bing was my brother and not my father. There was such a big difference in ages. But I've got so many things to be thankful for, having led an orchestra, a great orchestra like the Bobcats, And ordinarily, I would never have enough courage to be a master of ceremonies or to talk to such a wonderful and large assembly as this. But fortunately, a few years ago, after I got out of the Marine Corps, I had an opportunity to go to work for Jack Benny. And I don't know what it is, but just working on the radio and with television with Mr. Benny, well, you're not frightened when you see a large crowd like this. Just working with Jack Benny gives you, well, just a lot of confidence. No money, but a great deal of confidence. You can face any number of people. And tonight, of course, we brought out our entire TV family that we have on the BCS TV show for CBS. Of course, I'm very thankful, too, because what enabled me to bring the entire family was our wonderful sponsors, General Mills. And when I say the entire family, I mean 17 of us came. I'm well protected. I brought the Bobcats, I have Carol Richards, I have my daughter Kathy Crosby, and I have the most wonderful singing and entertaining group in the business, the Modern Airs with Paula Kelly. And we flew in here yesterday morning. We were in the parade today, and we are real excited, and we are just going to do our doggonest to give you one of the best shows you've ever had. But now let's turn it back to Cedric Adams. Cedric?
Thank you, Robert. Thank you. Thank you. But don't get lost backstage now, because we have a lot of people we want you to meet. For about 9 years now, we've been introducing stars to you at Aquatennial Time, and during each one of those 9 years, my duties as Master of Ceremonies have been shared with a guy who is as friendly as he is big, Bob DeHaven. Come on out, Robert, my boy.
This is old Lonesome Bob. And all I'm doing up here is just a vamping. Vamping is something you're doing when you're thinking about doing something else. You sports know what I mean. We figured, my dad and I, that we should have a new way to introduce these stars, so I sent for some lessons from Gobo. And I didn't get any answer, so I guess you just can't get those lessons for a 3-cent stamp. No more. Now, about this time in a radio program on a hillbilly deal down in Del Rio, Texas, we'd have a we'd have a commercial for sour pig meal. But we're going to skip that. You folks have eaten, and I ain't hungry, and we just leave that out. But I want to introduce to you a rising young comedian. And understand, this rising is already in the past. He's risen. This fella has worked up and down the nation from the west side to the east side and up and down the map, too, in the electronic circuit and in the borscht circuit. And he married a cabin girl from New York City, a Copacabana girl in the line. And they live in Long Island, and they have 4 wonderful children. And he's broken into every kind of show business there is, and now he's a big star down in New York City. And he keeps in shape by playing golf, and he keeps his complexion nice and tan. He lifts weights for big shoulders and doesn't eat fried potatoes to keep his stomach small. And you're certainly going to find out, as I did when I rode with this fella in the parade today, that he's as nice and genuine a fella as he appears to be across the footlights. He has worked all day long, and I mean all day long, preparing his part and helping other people with other parts of their show here tonight. And I know you'll appreciate his efforts. Now that, friends, from Del Rio is a good 30-cent an hour introduction to the star of the TV show, A Dollar a Second, Jen Murray!
Thank you so very much. Good evening. Thank you, Bob, for that wonderful introduction. I couldn't hear a word back there. And I want to thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you first how thrilled I am to be here at the Twin Cities for the first time in my life.
Life.
And never been at the auditorium either. Would you give me a moment or two just to relax and get a little acquainted here? Gosh, is this a big place? Wow. This is tremendous. What happened? Oh, brother. Look. What? Who came in? No, this is tremendous and beautiful. Look where they got exit signs. That's for pilots to get out in a hurry if they don't like the show here, you know. And, thank you. And, I wish you'd warned me so I'd give you the good profile. My luck, you think he's with a newspaper? No, he'll look to sell me a picture after the show. Here, Mr. Murray, a dollar a picture. It's beautiful. But anyway, it's real exciting being here. We do have a swell show prepared for you. And, oh, I'm so nervous. And it's good to see the members of the Polish Air Force down here. Navy, right? All right. And we do have a tremendous crowd. I guess we're just jam-packed. Boy, it's been so exciting and wonderful for me. I came in yesterday. I flew in from New York. And as I got on the plane, I drank two glasses of Mogan David wine, and I got here 2 hours ahead of the airplane, you know? And that's my winter sponsor. I just thought I'd throw it in. What is this lady sneaking around? Sweetheart, what are you doing? You're disrupting the people. Let them watch me, darling. What are you handing out? Is that the program? Don't you think I'll introduce them properly? I know who's coming on. Kept right on going as though I'm talking to somebody else. She's had me scared all night. First, when she came running down the aisle, I thought she was after me. You know what I mean? And I really got nervous. But it was real exciting. I got at the airport yesterday about 7 o'clock, and gosh, 7 in the evening, you know, it must have been 600-700 people waiting there. And it was a thrill, you know, when the airplane door opened and I stepped out. They started to yell and scream and holler. You never heard anything like it in your life. Later, I found out why they were screaming. See, when I left the plane, I unfastened the wrong belt. And, of course, the committee who runs this entire fair every year, they've been so wonderful to the artists. They checked me into the Radisson Hotel and gave me a beautiful room overlooking a waste paper basket. But, no, I'm only kidding. We do have a lovely room, and today the big parade was the thrill of my life. Nobody knew me. Sat on the back of the car, you know, like an idiot, waving at everybody. Didn't hear my name once. I heard everybody else's name. One kid yelled, "Look, there's Ken Murray. Look, there's Arthur Murray." You know, very discouraging. But we finally passed one little girl who at least knew my first name. She says, "Mama, Mama," she says, "look, Jan Sterling." but it was really wonderful. And you know, the children, we'll say this, you've got the sweetest bunch of kids here in town, honestly. They were just lined up all over the city this afternoon and waving, and I was happy to see that so many of them knew our show, Dollar a Second, watch us and everything, and it really gave me a thrill. And some of these kids are so precocious. We finished rehearsal this afternoon. I walked out in the alley. A little tyke standing there. I swear he couldn't have been 4 foot high, smoking a big black cigar. So I walked over to him. I began to chuckle. I said, "Son, does your mother know you smoke cigars?" He looked at me. He says, "Your mother know you talk to strange men?" But you meet all kinds of people. That's why I love to get off the television and get out in the country and meet the people, you know, and because you get new material. Just watch the folks. There was a fellow out in front of the hotel this afternoon, minding his business, just standing there like this, you know, minding his business. Hand was on his hip, you know, he wasn't bothering anybody. So a friend of his passed by, said, "Hello, Joe." He says, "Hello." He says, "What's the matter with you? You sissy or something?" He says, "Sissy, who are you to say to me why? Many's the time him, but if I'll sell now that he was you, then you shouldn't because why?" Fella says, "I don't know what you're getting so excited about, pal. And me, you look like a sissy. You're standing there with your hand on your hip." Fella looked down. He says, "Oh, my God." He says, "Somebody stole my rye bread." See, just watch the people. You have new material all the time. It's a wonderful, wonderful feeling. But ladies and gentlemen, we do have a very big show. We want you to meet everybody, and everybody's going to work and knock their brains out for you tonight. And one thing I did notice about the Twin Cities, you have the most beautiful girls and women I have ever seen in my life. That's the truth. Crazy, crazy man. And, in fact, there's a little girl backstage now, the most beautiful thing. I'm just dying to meet her. I don't know the people here. I don't know who could introduce me. Bob DeHaven, would you help me out, please? Bob,
I was just telling the folks out here. You know that beautiful young lady you were talking to backstage?
Yes.
Well, you know, I was kind of shy, and I was wondering, could you introduce me to her?
Oh, you want I should introduce this girl to you?
No, I want you should introduce me to you. Yeah, the girl. Right. I want to meet the girl.
Marlene.
Marlene, yes.
Will you come in, please?
Oh, she's stunning.
Marlene Dolbeck, Queen of the Lake. Marlene Dolbeck, Queen of the Lakes, may I present Jan Murray.
How do you do? I kiss like a vacuum cleaner, don't I? Well, it's very nice to meet you, Marlene.
Thank you, Jan. It is my pleasant duty.
Yes.
As Queen of the Lake.
Yeah.
To commission you, Jan Murray.
Yes.
Official jester to the court of the Queen of the Lake.
I'm the jester of the Queen of
the
Lakes?
The
court jester? Would you excuse me a minute? I'm going to go home and throw rocks at my wife. I'll be right back. Well, it's my privilege, Queen. I will help you in any way that I can.
And where is Mr. Crosby?
Would you like to meet?
I'd like
to. You'd like to meet Mr. Crosby? Yes, dear. Mr. Crosby? Robert Crosby. Would you meet our lovely Queen of the Lakes, Bob Crosby?
And what a lovely, lovely queen she is.
Yes.
Welcome to the Aquitennial, Robert Crosby. I hereby commission you Honorary Commodore.
Honorary Commodore?
Honorary Commodore, yeah, that's two stations below the court jester.
But being a Commodore, he can always tell the jester where to go.
I have no transportation.
Thank you very much, Queenie, and believe me, it's quite an honor. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Well, now that officially we are here to serve you tonight, Queenie, do you mind telling us who Burns and Allen is over here? Would you introduce these two fine gentlemen?
May I present the president of the Aquitennial Association, Mr. Robert Blackmer. Commodore of the 1955 Aquitennial, Mr. Carl Diesmer. Now.
Yes, dear.
Now I command you to entertain my royal subjects.
You command us to entertain your royal subjects? Queenie, dear, I'm with you.
So am I.
Well, it sounds as if everybody is wonderfully happy tonight, and that must mean just about everybody here uses mileage or direct service gasoline. And that's the surest way I know to be a happy driver, too. The very next time you buy gasoline, stop at your nearest direct service or mileage station, fill up with mileage or direct service gasoline, then step on the accelerator. Oh, brother, you'll ask yourself, is this the same car I drove into the station? Where did all this extra pep come from? And friends, that extra pep comes from direct service and mileage gasoline, the gasoline that's stepped up in real octane rating. Yes, mileage and direct service gasoline is specially refined for today's high compression engines, for all-round modern motoring. Find out what a difference, a terrific difference it makes, and discover how much money it saves you, too. Why, direct service and mileage gasoline gives you more miles per gallon. So get happy, everybody. Get direct service or mileage gasoline. It's best by test, and it costs you less.
Ladies and gentlemen, Guy Mitchell.
My truly, truly fair, truly, truly fair, how I love my truly fair. Because there's songs to sing, oh yes, trinkets to bring her, flowers for her golden hair. I was on a ship in Minneapolis bound for old St. Paul. But one day out in the river, so went back to have a ball with my truly fair, truly, truly fair. Oh, how I love my truly fair, because there's songs to sing, trinkets to bring, flowers for her golden hair. Hey, now I love she and she loves me, pardon if I boast. At times we fight the livelong night about who loves her the most. My truly, truly fair, truly, truly fair. Oh, how I love my truly fair, because there's songs to sing, trinkets to bring, flowers for her golden hair. I'll soon be gone and marry her, and I'll love her till I die. There ain't no living on love alone, but still I'm gonna try. With my truly fair, truly, truly fair, oh, I will love my truly fair, I really do. Cause there's songs to sing, trinkets to bring, flowers for her golden hair. Oh, how I love my truly fair one. Wow, how I love my truly fair.
Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you. Thank you very much. Real wonderful to be back here in Minneapolis. After about 7 years, I worked at the old carnival here. And right now we'd like to do a song. We hope you remember. It was very good for us. We call it Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, okay? There's a pawn shop on a corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I walk up and down 'neath the clock. By the pawn shop on a corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, but I ain't got a thing left to hock. Oh, she was peaches, she was honey, but she cost me all my money, cause a whirl around the town was her dream. I took her dancing, took her dining, till her blue eyes were shining with sights that they never had seen. Now if you should run into a golden-haired angel and ask her tonight for a date, she'll tell you somewhere there's a rich millionaire who is calling again about eight. By the pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, man, I just gotta get 5 or 10. From the pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, gotta be with my angel again. Into a golden-haired angel and ask her tonight for a date. She'll tell you somewhere there's a rich millionaire who is calling again about eight. By the pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, man, I've just gotta get 5 or 10. From the pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, gotta be with my angel again. Gotta be with my angel again.
The first half hour of the WCCO Radio Octotennial Show has been brought to you with the good wishes of Western Oil and Fuel Company, distributors of direct service and mileage gasolines. We'll be back with Bob Crosby and the whole cast in just a moment over WCCO, Minneapolis and St. Paul.
National Tea gives gift house stamps, the same gift house stamps you get at service stations, drug stores, and clothing stores. All are the same, all go into the same book. Before you shop, look for the Gift House sign. Save Gift House stamps. Give yourself a gift of distinction. National Tea gives Gift House stamps, the same Gift House stamps you get at service stations, drug stores, and clothing stores. All are the same, all go into the same book. Before you shop, look for the Gift House sign. Save Gift House stamps. Give yourself a gift of distinction.
The WCCO Radio Aquatennial Show continues from the stage of the Minneapolis Auditorium. The next 30 minutes are presented by Foreman Ford & Company, one of the leading business firms in the paint and glass field for over 70 years. Presenting the Bob Crosby Show.
Hello, hello, it's the Bob Crosby Show. The Modern Hands with Paula Kelly, Carol Richards, Kathy Crosby. Let's go. And starring Bob Crosby.
Thank you, and hello again. And this portion of our show is where I attempt to do what I said I would do in the beginning of the show, and that is introduce my entire TV family. First of all, over on my right, I have my Bobcats, all seven strong. Eddie Miller from New Orleans, Louisiana. Mo Snyder from San Antonio, Texas. From Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, Charlie Teagarden. On bass, we have Morty Korb, another boy from San Antonio, Texas. On drums, Jack Sperling, who comes from Hopewell, New Jersey. On guitar, Al Hendrickson, who comes from Pismo Beach, California. And on piano, Ray Sherman, who is a local Los Angeles boy. These are our Bobcats. A little later on, we're going to play some Dixie Land for you. And now to introduce the rest of our cast and to tell you how we feel about all of you folks here at this wonderful auditorium this evening, well, I'm going to sing it for you. It goes like this. Eddie?
We're ready, we're willing and able. So, honey, now it's up to you. So lay your cards on the table and tell me what you plan to do. Why, we're ready, able, and willing to be your little honey bun. But we won't take second billing. We've got to be your number one. I'm ready to give you my heart, dear. Willing to hand you the key. I'm able to say from the start, dear, it never belonged to anyone else but me. I'm ready, I'm willing, and able. So, honey, now it's up to you. So lay your kings and aces on the table. Honey, now it's up to you. Modern air.
We're ready. Oh, yes, you know we're ready, Bobby. We're willing. Oh, yes, you know we're willing, Bobby. We're able. Oh, yes, you know we're
Carol
able,
Richard.
Bobby. Now I've stated my ambition. I've got lots of air.
Our hearts, dear, willing to give you the key, able to say from the start, dear, it never belonged to anyone else but me.
I hear you talking, and we're ready, willing, and able. So if you want a love that's true, then lay your kings and aces on the table. Honey, now it's up to you.
Wow, oh, wow, oh, wow. Gosh, what Bing wouldn't give. My little daughter, Kathy. I made a promise, but she had a birthday June 21st, and she's going on 17.
I don't dare say the A. Now I'm going to introduce, and of course we're all coming back and entertain you through this segment of the program. I want to introduce one of the nicest and loveliest little girls that has ever worked on our show. Just as sweet and sincere and as moral a little girl as I've ever known. It's the very delightful Carol Richards to sing Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White. Carol?
It's cherry pink and apple blossom white. When your true lover comes your way, it's cherry pink and apple blossom white, the poets say. The story goes that once a cherry tree beside an apple tree did grow. And there a boy once met his bride-to-be long, long ago. The boy looked into her eyes. It was a sight to enthrall. The breezes joined in their sighs. The blossoms started to fall. As they gently caressed, the lovers looked up to find the branches of the two trees were intertwined. And that is why the poets always write, when there's a new moon bright above, it's cherry pink and apple blossom white, when you're in love. The boy looked into her eyes, it was a sight to enthrall. The breezes joined in their sighs, the blossoms started to fall. As they gently caressed, the lovers looked up to find the branches of the two trees were intertwined. And that is why the poets always write, when there's a new moon bright above, it's cherry pink and apple blossom white.
Lovely, Carol Richards. And of course, later on, we're going to have Carol do some more numbers for you. Now, I think it's time for me, with parental pride, if you'll forgive me, to introduce my daughter, Kathy. Kathy, would you come out, honey? This is her first personal appearance. Kathy, sweetie. This is Kathy's first personal appearance, and I wanted just not to be nervous, honey. There are a lot of people here, but actually you shouldn't be frightened because, well, this is just like a gathering of the Crosby clan. There are only about 9,000 here. Sweetie, that's a lovely dress. Did you buy that with your first week's?
Yes, I did.
I'm very glad. And Alan Copeland, I'm entrusting my daughter with you. And they're going to sing a duet together called Don't Be Angry. Alan Copeland and Kathy Crosby.
Fool, dear, for you I know,
but I realize now that I love you so. If you will forgive me for causing you this pain, I promise you, my darling, I won't hurt you again. So don't be angry. Please hear what I say. Well, give me a chance, dear. Don't drive me away. Well, how about a movie?
That's not too groovy.
How about a dance, dear?
No, not a chance, dear.
Then what would you like to do?
I'd like to sip some more sodas with you.
Aww.
Don't be angry.
Are you pioneering in painting your home this summer? If you are, do a really professional job. Paint with Grade 1 House Paint. Manufactured and distributed by Foreman Ford & Company. A pioneer in paint and glass fields since 1883. Foreman Ford's Grade 1 House Paint is the only house paint manufactured to meet the top quality standards for classification Grade 1. And here's what that means to you. It means that now, for the first time, you can give your home better-looking, longer-lasting paint protection. It means that for the first time, Foreman Ford Grade 1 House Paint helps you cut paint and labor costs almost in half compared with what you'd spend for a two-coat job. Just try it. If this summertime means house painting time for you, step up your paint protection, cut down your painting costs with Grade 1 House Paint. Manufactured and distributed by Foreman Ford. Serving the Upper Midwest since 1883 through your leading local painting and building materials dealers. And now back to Bob Crosby.
Thank you, sir. And gosh, I just can't pass up without saying thanks to Alan Copeland for sharing the spotlight and helping Kathy like that. I was so nervous to him. But she's got to be very, very successful. If nothing else, she's got to have a lot of money because we charge Bing to come over and just take a look. We say, go ahead, Harry Lillis, eat your heart out. There's a girl Crosby. Also, I don't want to go any further without thanking Wally Olson and this great band from WCCO. I think they're doing a great job. Wally, you're a great conductor and got a great band. And now, hoping that all of you love the truth, as we play a little Dixieland, we like to call that the truth, the true American jazz, we introduce the Bobcats doing Struttin' with Some Barbecue. Hit it, boys.